This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
B-Pod Studios.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
And now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mask.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mask.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour of Felger and Maz. Mike has been out this week, so Jim Murray is alongside. Adam Jones has been here to give us headlines. We were prepared this hour to get back to Cam Newton, certainly get into the Jaren Duran discussion as we did a little bit in the last half hour, but the Red Sox and Yankees have been postponed in the event you are just joining us because of a COVID outbreak on the New York Yankees. Now, why the game has to be canceled remains a little bit of a mystery, although I'll get to Adam Jones, who may have a theory here in a second, according to some tweets that are now out there. But Jim Murray said this earlier in the week. It bears repeating now that this shouldn't be happening, or feels like it shouldn't be happening, given the vaccinations that have taken place, not only across the country, but across the world in the last several months. And nonetheless, the game tonight will not be played, which as a sports fan is frustrating. It's a frustrating experience when you go through the All-Star break. The deadest time on the sports calendar this year is a little bit of an exception because of the NBA Finals and the NHL, for that matter, being postponed. But the NBA Finals are still ongoing, which you typically don't have on July 15th. But even so, no Boston team has played since last weekend, and you won't get a game tonight either, which would have included the debut of Jaren Duran from AAA Pawtucket. He was promoted and would have been in the starting lineup tonight batting seventh. Now that will not happen. But, Adam Jones, you said that John Tomasi did tweet something out that might relate to some of the logic as to why the game will not be played.
So, Tomasi tweeted 2 minutes ago, just to be clear, the Red Sox still have not reached the 85% vaccination threshold. He says that said tonight's cancellation is about issues on the Yankees. Well, maybe that's part of it, the thought process from Major League Baseball in bagging the game. Well, the Yankees have a handful of players who are unvaccinated, or maybe there's a breakthrough case or two, who knows. But the Yankees have a handful of players, they're over the 85% threshold, but we're not going to let an infected team play another team that's below that threshold. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, of
course.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so, and I think the majority of teams in baseball are below the threshold.
Right. The Yankees are like, I don't know the number. I know the number came out in the NFL the other day. It's like 8 or 9 teams in the NFL. I don't know it offhand in Major League Baseball. But yeah, maybe Major League Baseball said, look, this is part of their protocol. If there's an 85% team against another 85% team, we'll let them play. Although, again, it doesn't really explain why they played the game before the All-Star break.
Correct, with the Phillies.
Yeah, so maybe I don't know. I don't know why they would play the Sunday game against Philly with an outbreak and then not this game tonight. Maybe it's the sheer volume of Yankees cases. I don't know if it has anything to do with the Red Sox being under that 85% threshold or not. But I thought that was interesting from Tomasi, because I don't know that I've actually heard that they hadn't reached that threshold before.
Oh, no, I had heard that. Okay. They haven't been able to get to the 85% all year. At one point, in fact, Cora was asked about it numerous times early in the year. He said they were hopeful to get there. Obviously, it's an individual choice for every player. Clearly, not enough members of the Red Sox roster wanted to get vaccinated, so they've remained below the 85%. I don't know that there's been an actual number placed on how many Red Sox players have been vaccinated. I haven't seen that anywhere, Jones, that, you know, 50% or 62%, or I haven't seen that. It's just you're either, it's like pass fail.
Right.
You're either above
or not.
At or above 85, or you are below. And the Red Sox are below. So it could be that the majority of their roster has not been vaccinated. But again, then why were they allowed to play against the Phillies?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
And so that all happened in a 24-hour period with Philadelphia, right? That started on Saturday.
They pulled those players off, though, 2.5 hours before first pitch on Sunday.
The Philly game.
Yeah, the Phillies game, yeah.
Okay, and Philadelphia, they still played, though, Mari.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, my guess is the answer is related to scheduling, which is not a good way to go about it. But maybe they just said these games are easier to make up. These Yankees games, it's the first game of a 4-game series. The Red Sox go back to the Bronx later in the year. How many times was Philly coming to Boston? That had to be it, right? So, not that Philly's far away for the Red Sox to make up a game, or I guess the other way around, the Phillies to make it up with the Red Sox, but my guess is scheduling played a factor, but that'd be a terrible reason, right?
That can't be it, Jones. Can't be it.
And well,
because the union has to have had a say in this.
I'm reading from Lindsay Adler, who covers the Yankees for The Athletic. She just tweeted, Brian Cashman is unsure when Major League Baseball will make a decision on whether or not tomorrow's Red Sox game against the Yankees will be played. Ugh. It's up to the league at this point. This is so annoying. This is so unbelievably annoying.
And it's not just baseball, by the way. Like, you got the thing ravaging Team USA, too. Right?
Yeah.
So, like, what the hell?
Look, I'm confused. I think most of us are. I don't understand how the Yankees can be 85% vaccinated and they get a handful of, I say handful, 5 tests? Is it 5 now?
I read they already have 3 confirmed tests and they have 3 more pending, is what Brian Cashman said.
Okay, so.
Well, my recommendation would be get it in all this summer, because we're going to end up getting shut down again come October.
Yeah, I'm starting to worry about that too, Murray, but. I'm reluctant to even go to the phones on this because I'm always fearful of what's going to come out of people's mouths on something like this. But Colby's in a car. Go ahead, Colby.
Hey, guys. So the screener said I may be mistaken. So if I'm talking out my ass, I apologize. But it was my understanding that the employers cannot force their employees to get vaccinated.
That's correct.
Because the vaccines are not FDA approved yet. So that would be why the leagues have not forced the players to be vaccinated.
Right, they're still technically emergency use.
No, that is, I completely get that. But you can shame them into it. You know, and I think that's what these leagues have tried to do, or at least from a convenience factor. Like, look, you don't want to get it, we're going to test you every few days.
Right. I mean, they can't force us here either.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Right. You know, they can't force us here.
But, you know, it's the old Bill Belichick. You know, it's mandatory minicamp versus, you know, voluntary OTAs. Yeah, it's... He's strong-arming people into going, even though you have the option not to be there.
Or just even from our standpoint, or most businesses, most rational businesses at this point, fine, you don't want to get it, you got to let us know, you know, for the greater good and for everyone else in the building. And by the way, if you get on a plane and go to vacation, guess what? You're quarantined for 2 weeks, as they should, which was, and you were off that day, Maz. Like, I had my own trepidation about getting this thing, and I had my own questions. And it wasn't because I'd gone down like a Reddit thread or my dumb uncle said something about it on Facebook. No, it ultimately came down to this. Like, you know what? I'm going to do, despite my questions, and who knows, maybe it'll stop my heart. I don't know. But everyone else here is getting it. And so I want to be able to come into work. I don't want to have to worry about giving it to another coworker. So I'm going to get the stupid thing. And I would think as a professional athlete, where you're in this, you know, like, you know, this percentile that you are, you know, you've been given this gift to be able to play professional sports for a living, and you would have that same kind of mentality, I would think, but I know my body, my choice, I don't trust it, all that, fine. I'm just saying, for me, again, for the greater good, in your employer and your employees, your coworkers, all that stuff, like, as a pro athlete, it's such... What are you doing? Come on. Just like, come on. These leagues, I get that they can't force them, but they are well within their right to shame them into getting the thing.
So yeah,
and this shouldn't be happening at this point.
No. There's a little more from Cashman if you want it. He says most of the six players, most, so not all, who are or may be COVID positive have been vaccinated, Brian Cashman says. Not all of them, most. He said the three confirmed positive tests, low... Cy Iga, or however you say his name, Nestor Cortez and Wandy Peralta, all were vaccinated. So the three confirmed tests, they're all vaxxed. Two were J&J, the other mRNA. I don't know if that's the...
Moderna.
That's Moderna, yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, so again, but my response to that will be, well, that was something we knew from the very beginning, that the vaccine would not necessarily prevent you from getting COVID. What it would prevent is an acute response. And that you would, you know, there was still a very small percentage of people who needed to be hospitalized after having the vaccine. And I'm going by the early numbers now. I don't know what the latest numbers are. But there was still a very small percentage of people that had to be hospitalized. But there were zero deaths. Zero from the early vaccine samples. So the whole point being that it was no different than any other flu. That the regular flu can hospitalize people. More often than not, it does not result... way more often than not, it doesn't result in death. And the COVID mortality rate was obviously much, much higher. And that is what caused, let alone the hospitality rate, which is what triggered the pandemic in the first place. So
you're saying, you know, if these guys are all vaxxed, then why are we bagging this thing? They're
right.
All vaxxed. It's going to, I don't even know if they're showing symptoms after reading Cashman. Cashman said everybody's okay. So I assume that means they're not showing like outward symptoms.
So then I think it's to what Jones is saying. Maybe they're doing it because they understand, you know, and everyone knows that, you know, what teams are above and under the threshold. They know the Red Sox are under the threshold and they don't want to put these players out there.
They don't want the Yankees to transfer it to the Red Sox, who then transfer it throughout baseball. But again, that still doesn't explain why they let the infected Phillies play the Red Sox before the All-Star break.
Correct.
That still doesn't add up.
Correct. And there's also been very little evidence to suggest that it can spread from team to team in competition. Very little evidence to that.
Yeah, but they only bag out the players that aren't, that tested positive. So with the Phillies, you know, they just take those four players on Sunday, positive, 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 you're out. And as long as you pass the test, you go out there and play, as it should be.
Well, so Murray, I'm even going back to football, which has much more close, you know, there's much more person-to-person contact in football. And if you remember early on, the first big case was Tennessee and Minnesota. And the Titans had a bunch of guys who came down with COVID.
Right.
That's when they had to play that Thursday night game, or it didn't get postponed. But in any case, nobody on the Vikings got it. They played the Vikings. Nobody on the Vikings got it. So there was not transmission from one team to the other. So in other words, if the concern is that it would get transferred from the Red Sox to the Yankees, well, that hasn't really happened. There's been no evidence to suggest that players on opposing teams are at risk of getting COVID. And the whole thing about, you know, changing the ball every half inning and all that stuff that went on, we now know that that was largely nonsense. That it largely travels through the air, through breathing and talking in confined spaces. This is all the stuff we've learned about COVID as we've gone along.
Oh, I know. And now hearing this is like, oh boy, this is like going back in time to that dark hell of last spring and these nonstop conversations.
It is. It's frustrating.
Ugh.
It's frustrating. But again, the game tonight between the Red Sox and the Yankees postponed because the Yankees had a COVID outbreak on the roster, even though they are one of the teams in Major League Baseball that's been at least 85% vaccinated. So we'll try to sort through this here, and we're going to try to get back to the Patriots, too, at some point. Cam Newton again spoke on the Keyshawn Johnson show today, which felt like a direct response to some of the criticism the Patriots have taken here from the Cassius Marsh comments earlier in the week. But we'll continue with, hopefully get back to that and continue with your calls on Felger and Mass.
Sports, Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the sport.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Felger and Mass.
They've been incredibly consistent.
The only thing that's consistent is their inconsistency.
I don't think that's inconsistent.
Yeah, which is exactly what Murray said.
Am I misinterpreting it?
No.
Now, more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, one thing we're very pleased with the progress, with the way he's playing. I know people get excited, right? He had a walk-off home run the other day, and they see the home run. But there's more there. There's more than just hitting home runs. His defense is improving. Obviously, he's a game changer in the base path, and we like where he's at progress wise, you know. And you know, if he's tomorrow or is in a month or whenever, you know, we know he can help us, you know. But there's a few things still that he needs to keep working on it. And I don't think there's a final product, right? Like at the end, you're going to come here, whoever it is, you know, Franco or Vladdy a few years ago or Trout, you come here and you still got to compete and you still got to get better. So, but we're very pleased with the way he's at, the way he's competing. And, you know, like I said, he's going to help us, you know, in the future. The thing is that the future might be tomorrow or it might be in a month or 2 months or next year. So, but we do believe this kid, he's going to help us out.
And that's Alex Cora back on June 22nd talking about Jarren Duran, who was to make his major league debut tonight in New York against the Yankees. Second half season opener for Major League Baseball. The Red Sox and the Yankees were the only game on the schedule tonight as baseball kicked off the second half. And now the game has been postponed because the Yankees have had a COVID outbreak, which has led to an array of questions and frankly, frustrations about why this game is not being played tonight in New York. And believe me when I tell you that I think many of us, I know I do, share them here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. So why is the game not being played? Good question. Steve in New York. Steve, go.
Yeah, none of this makes any sense. I mean, they're packing these stadiums with 30,000 people. Who knows who has COVID in the stadiums? And you're going to cancel a game because five people have COVID, not even showing symptoms? Why are they even testing these guys? If you got the vaccine, you're good. If you don't, whatever. If you're sick, don't play. That's all it is. I don't get it.
So, Steve, I'll tell you what. You raise a good point, too, that I haven't even considered.
Yeah, me either, actually. The fans.
The people in the stands.
Yeah. But I'm with Steve, though. Again, I'm like pounding the table saying pro athletes, like they should be mandatory for these leagues to make them get the vaccine. But once you've got it, no more testing. You got it, no more testing. Like the machine rolls on. And if you have symptoms and you're sick, obviously get checked out. You have it, you sit down, then we'll test everyone. But if you got it and everyone's fine, no more testing.
Is there anything to be said for athletes as a population really being like probably the most tested in the world, like really since this got going? You know, like, is there a benefit to
They've got to be. Who else could it be? And those that work in the medical community? Well, but, are they doing this?
But you understand what I'm saying? Like, maybe for data purposes, is there a benefit to these leagues continuing to test their players daily or biweekly or whatever it is? Because these populations have been tested since way back in March, right? Like, the athletes were some of the first people getting tested every day in this country. By my recollection, they're right up there with, like, medical professionals. So, I mean, I wonder if there's some sort of benefit where the league says, we'll keep doing this, and I don't know, maybe it's part of a larger study or something like that.
So the part that I don't understand, though, is that, and I don't know the answer to your question, Pac-Man, but the part that I don't understand is, if the vaccinations were intended to minimize the effects of COVID-19, not eradicate, because we can't get rid of it, to minimize the effects of it so that we could live with it. People could get vaccinated and live with it so that if they then did get it, the symptoms would not be as severe, the illness would not be as severe, and it wouldn't require hospitalization and certainly wouldn't lead to death.
Right. You'd feel like crap, but right, you're not going into the hospital, you're not overwhelming the healthcare system.
Okay, and we've been told that a lot of these vaccinations are upwards of 90-95% effective, right? The J&J one was a little bit less, but I've been told or read that even those numbers are on the lower side at 77% of what the initial projections were, which... you know, that the actual efficiency rate or effectiveness rate was higher than that.
I will say, just from like a business standpoint, I just think that maybe the bigger problem here is that Major League Baseball is run by just truly incompetent people, and they're behind the curve with this the whole time with this whole situation. Because at least with the NBA and NFL, if you want to call them a-holes, fine. I thought it was great. They hammered it through. We're playing. They'll figure out a way to play the games. Major League Baseball, like this first game after the All-Star break, It reeks of incompetency.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense, Murray. I'm with you. And again, if the whole idea was to minimize the effects of it, and then people got it, then why aren't we canceling games when people get the flu? It happened. We play all the time with the flu. So if the vaccine was designed to, again, basically turn this into a regular flu, then why all of a sudden do we have to cancel games? It's confusing. Allison's in a car. Allison, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. A previous caller said it's illegal for companies to require it, but that's not true. The EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, already ruled that employers can require it, which is why some hospitals have, and you may have heard recently in the news that a hospital in Houston had to terminate like 150 employees out of like 20,000 because they refused to get the vaccine. So that doesn't mean that their collective bargaining agreements don't make this not, you know, kosher, but I just wanted to clarify that misinformation that they absolutely could require it if they want to take that stance.
Okay, so Allison, but there is conflicting information out there about that, because doesn't federal law prohibit it?
No, the EEOC is a federal commission. I work in HR.
Okay. So, look, again, I'm in no position to challenge you on it other than to say that I do question it still. But go ahead, Mark.
Well, I just had an article sent to me from the National Law Review where the federal court in Houston, Texas, upheld an employer's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. It was a hospital. I think this is maybe what she was mentioning. Where they basically said, like, yes, it's well within their right to say, hey, you don't want to get it, then go work somewhere else.
Okay. Which,
you know, I was under the impression maybe I'm talking on my ass here. Like, I thought that.
Well, that's never stopped us before.
I know, but I was under the impression
I've been doing that for the last hour, yeah.
I've been doing that for the last 12 years.
So in a case like this, I thought, and I'd been under the impression that, yes, this can stand for the medical community. So you want to work in this particular hospital, you're going to get the shot. If not, go work somewhere else. And that's within their legal right. I didn't know if a place like here could do that. I really didn't.
So, she raised an interesting part. She raised something interesting in that discussion, which brings me to this call. Kevin's in Stoneham. Go ahead, Kevin.
You guys keep prefacing it with saying it's like a personal decision. It's a personal decision. It's actually, it's a community decision. It's a decision for everybody else. I'm a registered nurse. Like, I've been fully vaccinated since January. It's not because I was afraid of getting COVID. It's because I take care of my grandmother. I didn't want to kill my grandmother. All right. So it's disgusting that the Red Sox are not 80. They should be 99. There should be one anti-vax weirdo. That's it. Get the vaccine, people. Get it. Just get it so we can go back to our regular lives. I have to wear a mask every single day still because there's dumbasses out there that don't get it. It's a miracle of modern science. Just get the vaccine.
Okay, so Kevin, you're not going to get my sympathy for having to wear the mask every day. So that one you're not going to get my sympathy on. But I would like the world to generally operate at a level that we're accustomed to whether you have to wear the mask going into your, you know, Dunkin' Donuts or wherever else or not. But the previous caller said the CBA. And I said earlier, the union has a say in this. There's no question about it. So the union's involvement in this is probably part of the reason that the players can't be forced to get the vaccine.
When we talked about this last night on the Baseball Hour in a totally different context, but, you know, the backdrop for this is there's a negotiation going on, too.
Right.
So even if you can ram it through, if you're Manfred and the owners, do they want to and then piss off the players? Like, there's that whole backdrop going on. Jim, this is what we talked about on Monday. Forget the greater good. Like, forget doing it for everybody else. Selfishly, if you're these players, wouldn't you want all the benefits of being able to go out on the road, not wear your mask if you didn't have to? Like, all the things you're allowed to do, wouldn't you want that if you were one of these professional athletes? Like, I don't understand.
That's what it was a lot for me, maybe exactly. More than anything else. Yes, I didn't want to have to worry about you guys or anyone else, but
I don't understand that hang up for the players.
My wife and I made the decision. We're getting on planes this summer. We're going to go places. We're going to have to go. We're going back to normal. And this is why we're going to get it. Like, I would think, again, just using common sense, this isn't a political thing or anything like that. Just using common sense. Wouldn't you want to get it just for that, like, peace of mind?
Right, yes.
Just to go back to normal?
You'd think.
But hey, what the hell do
I mean, the last year was super fun. So.
Yeah. No, it was great. We're doing this again. Like, it's the middle of May. Oh, great. Maybe I'll just go. I'll go back into a deep depression and start sleeping till noon again. Hey, let's relive the whole thing. What the hell? God.
So Jones will get you caught up on the latest coming out of New York here.
We stink. Like, just as a people. I'm sorry, we just stink. We stink as a people and as a nation. It all just blows. It really does. Why do you hate everything? Because everything stinks.
Or sucks. You could say sucks. A little more cute. We'll get a little edge to it. Jones has got your headlines again on the news out of New York today. Red Sox and Yankees postponed because of a COVID outbreak. That's next.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season, so don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win, go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/bet. Basketball terms.
Please, Mass.
What the?
Felger and Mass.
What the F are we doing here?
98.5.
What are we doing?
The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Felger and Mass. We're trying to venture here to understand what the hell is going on in New York, where the Red Sox and Yankees have been postponed. And one of the inconsistencies in this whole thing is that the Yankees are 85% vaccinated, but they've had a number of positive tests. So now tonight's game has been postponed. Yet, the Red Sox had a game with the Phillies over the weekend, just before the All-Star break, in which a number of Phillies players also tested positive, but the game was played. So why is the game played in one case, but not played in the other? Just part one of the many questions that we're asking here, and why there is confusion coming out of New York. But Jaron Duran's Major League debut postponed because the Yankees have had a COVID outbreak. Let's go to Rick in Sturbridge. Rick, go ahead.
Okay, so, yeah, exactly correct. Why is it that the Yankees versus the Red Sox is not being played tonight, but last week when we could play with the Phillies, even though they had three or four guys test positive for COVID, but yet here we are Thursday night, the first night after the All-Star break, and here we go into the rest of the second half of the season, and here we are. All of a sudden, COVID outbreak. Why is it that the Red Sox Yankees, except for, from what I can gather, and I mean, Gasper, I think...
Okay, Rick, I'm going to let you go, because the ultimate point is this. Why could they play the Phillies game and not play the Yankees game?
Good question.
Okay, that's the question. Why could they play against the Phillies over the weekend and not play tonight? And I would tell you that I think the Yankees, the report is the Yankees were vaccinated, 85%. The Phillies weren't. The Phillies aren't one of the teams who got to 85%. So my guess is the guys who tested positive on the Phillies were guys who had not been vaccinated. So they weren't necessarily worried about the spread to everyone else on the roster, because the guys on the Phillies roster who played were vaccinated, and they said, we're safe sending those guys out on the field. You follow me?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. In the case of the Yankees, the guys who tested positive were vaccinated.
All three so far, and we're waiting on the other three names, but yeah.
And this is why I think they've postponed the game, because they're trying to get a sense of, if there are a lot of guys on the Yankees who tested positive and were vaccinated, well, then they got to come to a different conclusion. So it's not as simple as who got the shot and who didn't. There's something else going on there, and I think that that's what's causing the alarm.
But ultimately, I mean, alarm aside, because if the guys are fine, like...
No, I mean, Samari,
just
I hear you.
Treat this like the NFL. Like, you're down players? Oh, well, Broncos. I don't care if you don't have any quarterbacks. Kendall Hinton is going to be your quarterback. Oh, he's a wide receiver? Tough. The game's getting played.
Okay, and so, Murray, I think this gets back to the involvement of the MLBPA, the players' union, which is why, you know, we say in some cases an employer can mandate the forcing of a vaccine. It can force you to go out and get it, but in other cases they can't. And in this case, I think the union and MLB are encouraging players to do it, but because of the CBA, they can't mandate it, and so that gets into a different gray area. I'm just trying to give you the information. Again, I'm trying to sniff around on this, but the reason as for why the Phillies game was played, and this was not, is because the Phillies, it sounds like the guys on the Phillies who tested positive were not vaccinated. The guys on the Yankees were.
Right, so they're wondering if they have a bigger issue on their hand.
That
makes sense, because I would have thought about it intuitively the other way. I'd go, well, the Yankees are at a certain threshold, so what's the big worry? The Phillies weren't. They should have been more concerned about that game. But right, they weren't worried about the unvaccinated Phillies spreading it to the vaccinated players. In this case, you already have vaccinated players in New York with breakthrough cases.
Exactly.
So they're covering all their bases that there's not something larger or scarier going on.
Yes, and I would tell you, Jones, that I still come back to my original point, was the whole point of the vaccine is that it minimizes the virus. It minimizes it. It's not going to be 100% effective. So if it's minimizing it and effectively reducing it to a, you know, dare I say, standard flu, well, people play with flus all the time. Mm-hmm. How many times do you hear that one? You know, he was sick, he was under the weather, but he played.
Or even if they don't play, you don't cancel the effing game.
Exactly. Right. Exactly right. Patrick's in Quincy. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, you guys are unbelievable. I mean, this is an experimental vaccine, and you guys are talking about forcing people. I know you're not literally saying that, but you're implying it, and you're saying, I don't know why somebody wouldn't want to get it. I mean, this is an experimental vaccine. This was approved for emergency use. It wasn't even fully approved by the FDA. This is the most dangerous, potentially, the most dangerous vaccine we've ever had in our lives. Why the heck would any employer be mandating this? This should not be mandated under any circumstances. We don't even know what the long-term effects of this are. And for someone in their 20s, which is what a lot of these leagues are made up of, the vaccine is potentially a lot more dangerous than the virus itself. So this is just unbelievable, this nonsense.
Okay, so
mandating they're not experimenting on my body, I'll tell you that.
Okay, so Patrick, again,
don't turn it into a
political discussion, and maybe you're not. In the case of the Yankees, and let's keep it to the baseball discussion, the Yankees were 85% vaccinated. The Yankees are 80, maybe more so. Again, that's a minimum standard.
Right, they've hit the minimum threshold.
Right, and if you remember early in the year, once you hit that minimum threshold, they reduce some of the protocols. So I think you don't have to wear masks in the dugout anymore. There were things like that because they're less worried about the spread of the illness. So the question is, why was the Phillies game over the weekend played and the Yankees game was not? And from what we've been able to decipher here, and again, I've been trying to do a little bit of digging, the cases on the Yankees, and this I think is logical, the cases on the Yankees have been guys who were vaccinated. The cases on the Phillies were guys who were not vaccinated. So in some way, they almost expected those guys to get it, that at some point those guys were going to get it. But they weren't at the risk of infecting other players on the team because other players had been vaccinated. Well, this is now something different in New York. So if I'm just trying to explain why perhaps they've postponed this game tonight in New York and why they didn't postpone the game against Philadelphia. I'm just trying to give you some type of answer there.
I'm just with Jones, though, on the convenience factor. Again, I had questions, but then again, I've drank a million Red Bulls. I've bought stepped on Coke. I'm going to look at this vaccine and say, oh, yeah, no, I don't know. I don't want to put that in my body after all the poisons I've put in my body over 44 years.
Yeah.
Like, so just from the convenience factor, yeah, sure, I'll roll those dice.
Yeah,
I would think most guys like that would want to.
Yeah, right. Like, I feel like I'm in the same boat as Jim. Like, I wasn't like no questions about a vaccine that could only possibly be researched for like a year. I'm not saying I had no concerns about that, but the upside is, in theory, although maybe today is souring me on that, the idea of it, or the hope of it, but the idea is that you go back to a normal way of life. You go back to playing baseball and traveling the same way you would have been playing and traveling for these baseball players. So you would think that trade-off would be worth it.
But, no masks, summer a-doing, getting to go see your family, having your family come with you if you want that, on the road, all those kind of things.
Right.
Less testing, but apparently not.
Yeah, look, again, to me, I was willing to take the gamble for lots of reasons. Normal way of life. And also, again, I have an elderly father who I have to try to take care of. So I need to be around him. Like, that's a part of it, too. Go ahead, Jones.
No, I was just going to say, all three of us have acknowledged, like, there's a gamble. You know, we can debate how much of a gamble it is. But also, I don't think any of the three of us are saying it's airtight. There's no potential downside.
Right.
But the trade-off is worth it. I think a lot of people, at least around here, feel that way.
Yeah. And so, Billy, I may be frozen here, but how about Carl on line 5 in Grafton? Carl in Grafton, you there? Carl,
yeah,
are you there?
How you doing, man?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. I just think the Yankees are scared. they're not playing well. This is their second COVID outbreak. And it could be that simple. But, I mean, you're right to kind of hold somebody accountable, because if there's no other reasons than keeping three pitchers out of the lineup, I mean, you know, the Yankees would definitely lose that game, and they can't afford to lose them. I'll hang up and hear what you guys have to say.
Yeah, I don't think the Yankees are scared. Again, Billy, you're going to have to drop them because I've locked up over here.
Or maybe, I mean, I would think that they'd want to play. Now here's the second half of the season. Maybe we can get back into the AL East race. Like, that's just silly. It was fun, though. That just cheered me up. That call was kind of fun.
So, no, it is. It's a great Red Sox conspiracy theory. Yeah, the Yankees suck. They don't want
to
play.
Took me back to the late 90s, early
aughts. Yeah, they faked the whole thing. They made it all up.
Yeah, they're afraid of Noma.
I don't believe that that's it. The Yankees, I think, won 3 in a row before the All-Star break. So not that that matters. Like, I don't mean to actually give any validity to the guy's theory. But I don't know. I wonder if more is going to come out about this. This sounds like...
I would hope more comes out. Like, we're all sitting here with our heads spinning. Like, I don't really understand what's going on. So I would hope more comes out.
Okay, let's try to squeeze in... Oh, no, let's not squeeze in one more. Let's not do that. Hey, what? I decided against it.
Yeah,
yes,
let's push away from the table.
Yeah, no, it's actually a good point, Murray. It's against my better judgment to take another call.
Dealer got blackjack again. Son of a bitch.
Let's do the Mindcast email of the day. How about that?
It's the Mindcast email of the day.
Dear Felga, I really hate you. I think Maz is a boob.
Yeah.
The Mindcast email of the day. Send one to Felger at 985thesportshub.com.
Okay, email of the day is protected by Mindcast. Safeguard your organization against phishing, business email compromise, and risks of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com, and that's MIMECAST.com. Mimecast.com. This email comes from James, who emailed earlier in the show. And, you know, the last couple of times Felger's been out, I've taken this opportunity to read a couple of emails from people that like the show better when Felger is not here.
Good, nice.
So, in the interest of fairness and balance, James writes in, I realize it's your shtick, and this is at 2:38 today. It's addressed to me and Felger both at 2:38 today. But since it's today, I have to believe it's directed toward me. I realize it's your shtick, but I've grown so weary of your never-ending negativity.
Yeah.
It just isn't entertaining.
No.
Maybe I'll come back when Bedard returns, providing some actual knowledgeable sports analysis and commentary.
Yeah.
Sayonara, he says.
Ooh.
Oh.
Well, if I could only tell you how many emails we got of people who wanted to get rid of Bedard when he turned belligerent at the end of the football season, you wouldn't know the half of it. So, James, if you are one of those Bedard people, God bless you. We like Greg. I suspect we'll have him back on the show in the fall. But there are more people that hate him than hate us.
Was that the only email?
No, I got... Yeah, that's it for now, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Why, you got one?
Yeah, can I kick you both in the crotch in the audience, too?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, go.
You want to hear something as this day's just taken a wonderful turn?
Oh, this is great. Go ahead, Mari, go.
Reading from the Associated Press.
Oh, boy.
Minutes ago, Los Angeles County, the nation's largest, is going back to requiring masks indoors, even when vaccinated, as COVID-19 cases spike. It's a wonderful time to be alive, everyone.
Okay, so there you go. Maybe this does all relate to July 4th and celebrations and people letting their guard down a little.
Get it all in, everybody.
Tell you what, you know what? This was inevitable, though.
These next few months, get it all in.
This was going to happen, Murray. This was inevitable.
Oh, no, it shouldn't have been, though. No. Because, again, call me crazy. I felt like we as a society kind of decided this thing was over. But, get it all in, everyone, because the fall's going to stink.
I did fear that we were going to get a second incarnation of this thing in some way.
Great.
In any case, final word is next.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season, so don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win, go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go, Town Fair Tire. With the best prices and great free services, nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody. Hey, just real quick, I just got to get this off my chest. I know you're talking out of your ass. You don't know. I know that. Look, I'm just extremely frustrated. This last few hours has been extremely frustrating.
That's a bit of a downer, yeah.
This was like a throwback to the dark ages of last spring, May, June. Hey, what a great summer we're out of it. Winter back into hell. It just felt to me that, like, as a society, we've kind of felt like we were getting out of this. Things are looking up. Hey, people are making money. There's traffic now. We're back. And it's just that. So, if I pissed anyone off either side, legitimately, hey, sorry. Like, I'm a little freaked out and pissed off over the last couple of hours and hearing this news and just quickly reading another quick tweet from Marley Rivera, who you've mentioned a few times, Jones.
Yep.
Rafael Devers just told her He was asked not to do interviews pregame because one of the Yankees who went to the All-Star game tested positive. Devers said he's going to undergo testing this afternoon. So Great. Everyone on that American League All-Star team was in the locker room with this guy.
Yeah.
So this is going to probably get worse.
Yeah, right. So, again, this is – so, Murray, again, I understand the frustration. Believe me, I feel it too because I just want to keep going. It's ebbing. Dare I say that we were flowing for a while? Now we're ebbing.
Now we're ebbing.
So
way to go, Aroldis Chapman, guessing who it probably was.
So, well, see, this thing may be played, may not be played tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Like, remember, we were losing whole series at one point. Remember the Cardinals?
No, right. Yeah.
See, my money's on Judge because if you put a regular size vaccine in him, it's probably not enough for somebody that large.
Got to give him a double dose.
Yeah.
He needs four shots.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Jones. What do we got?
Oh, well, today's just been a barrel of laughs. It's been super duper fun.
It's been terrific.
But we did have a bit of fun with a phone call we got about the wild winds of Worcester.
Okay, we got a guy here who works at a bartender's Polar Park. Brian, who works as a bartender at Polar Park in Worcester. You work as a bartender, and the bar is behind home plate.
Correct.
Okay, so your back is to the street. And it's open air back there, which means the air can blow through from your back out to center field.
Absolutely.
Do the drinks just go blowing out of your hands down there?
No, we keep those together.
Okay, Brian, you said though that they're building a parking garage back there.
Yes.
So is the parking garage eventually going to block the wind?
I think it's set back enough where it won't, because it's already up. They're just kind of finishing it. So, like, the garage itself is already completely built.
Oh, okay. Well, that sort of shoots a hole in that theory. And did they, based on what you've heard and read and out there, because I haven't done a lot of research on this, did they do this on purpose and they knew they were going to get the wind?
I haven't heard that much. But, like I said, it's been obviously been pretty hot some of these days. And every single person who comes up says, oh, my God, that breeze feels so good. We're going to hang out here for a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Polar Park and Worcester blows my mind.
Well, that's why they call it Polar Park. You get it? Because it's a polar breeze.
Yeah. Right, that
cools you off.
Billy working in the Seals and Crofts there, too. I love that. Good job.
Polar Park. They give you an ice pack when you walk in. A nice cold breeze near the bar. You can have a beer and see homers fly out of center field.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jared Carabas, Barstool Sports, is going to join us tonight on the Baseball Hour, which has suddenly become the COVID hour.
Oh, nice.
So we'll have Carabas. He's a little bit later in the show, as always. In fact, just a segment in. But we will begin with the news that the Red Sox and the Yankees have been postponed. We'll try to avoid inviting on all the scientists, vaccine experts, medical experts.
Good
we'll hopefully stick to baseball.
Good luck with that.
Unfortunately, it does delay the Major League debut of Jaron Duran, who was set to bat seventh and play left field. We'll fill you in on all the latest updates out of New York as well. Murray, thank you as always.
Hey, it's a pleasure. I'll see you guys whenever. See you in hell.
Yep. See you on the other side, Murray. And Adam Jones will be sticking around for the Baseball Hour. And again, Jared Carabas joining us shortly. Jones has your headlines, including the latest out of New York. Don't go anywhere.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books and it's finally time for the real season, so don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win, go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And
Here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And the wrench. And the towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.